The Gulfstream Racetrack in Hollandale Beach is one of several tracks in Florida where visitors can watch and wager on horse or dog racing. The industry is the subject of several bills this session, including one from Tampa Republican Representative Dana Young. Young says when it comes to drugs trainers can give their racing animals, Florida has some of the least restrictive rules.
Florida is far behind the times in this area.
Young is filing a comprehensive gaming bill that includes a provision intended to create stricter rules for medications and drugs used in racing animals. Meanwhile, Fort Myers Republican Representative Heather Fitzenhagen is sponsoring a standalone bill aimed at accomplishing the same purpose. The measure increases the fine a person faces for giving a racing animal an illegal substance.
Because the situation now is the penalties are so low that it's a cost of doing business if people give the animals the improper drugs that they then can still win the purse and not be penalized, but a very small amount.
The bill would also update the testing protocol for labs and reduce the amount of time in which the Department of Business and Professional Regulation must launch an investigation. But some, like St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Daryl Broussard, are raising concerns about the bill's expedited investigation rule.
With the advent of designer drugs and the fact that I'm hearing in the community that the chemists, the illegal chemists, are really outpacing prosecution and law enforcement in terms of keeping up, are we harming the ability to prosecute by shortening the period?
Fitzenhagen points out the bill only requires that the investigation be initiated within a certain period of time, but doesn't put any rules in place for how quickly the investigation must be finished. She says the rule is intended to attack bad actors quickly so they can't continue to drug dogs or horses while an investigation is pending. Other lawmakers, like St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Dwight Dudley, raised concerns about who would take the blame for an animal that is found to have drugs in its system.
Is there no likelihood of a scenario where someone could drug somebody else's horse to basically make them lose a race or sabotage them?
But Mark Dunbar, an industry lobbyist and attorney, says it's standard in most states for trainers to take responsibility for their horses.
The best mechanism to police the industry is the absolute insurer rule, making the trainer absolutely liable. Therefore, the trainer or the trainer's representative will maintain eyes on that racing animal at all times to keep that from happening.
The measure passed out of the House Business and Professional Subcommittee. Next, it heads to the Governmental Operations Appropriations Subcommittee. Meanwhile, a similar bill is moving through the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.